Kua pāke waha te hōtaka ko te ata me te tangata te take, te ranga no kupu kōrero hei ki te wānanga. You're listening to Urban Māori Radio, it's 8.23. Lelitina Vaka is the Associate Director, Kaihautū Schools and Community Engagement at Auckland University, a social service expert and senior strategic leadership role. Lelitina has a whakapapa through Ngāti Porou, Te Aitanga Maha ki Ngāi Tahu and Tonga, and she's kindly with us today to talk about university entrance pass rates. Lelitina, tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us on Pāke Waha. Ko Dale tēnei.
Kia ora, Dale. How are you this morning?
Yeah, good, thank you, sis. Thanks very much for joining us. Look, Māori and Pacific UE attainment has dropped from 40% in 2020 to 34% 2 years later, and that compares with the national UE attainment of 53% in 2020 and 50% in 2022 across the national UE. There's been an initiative to improve Māori and Pacifica uni entrance pass rates and increase success. It's been launched by Waipapa Tamata Rau. What does this involve and what's your role in it, Lelitina?
Yeah, thanks. So that's right. So what we've been seeing is UE rates year on year decreased and our Māori and Pacific rates are worsening at a much quicker rate. So what we've done at Waipapa, I guess as Associate Director from a strategic point of view, I've framed this up and kind of progressed this forward over the last 2 years. But I really should make a shout out to Katalina Ma, who has come from the secondary space and is leading the project at an operational point of view. And really, without having such a knowledgeable educator, we wouldn't get to where we are today. So what we've done is we've partnered with 12 Auckland high schools, and we've made a commitment across the next 6 years to 2030 to achieve UE parity for Māori and Pacific Tauira, which is really exciting. So for some of these schools, that looks like closing a gap of 40-50% in terms of disparity across their achievement levels across different cohort groups. And if I was just to back it up, I think what we're seeing across the sector is university entrance is the highest education any young person can get at high school. It's not NCA level 3, which a lot of our community across the schools aren't aware of. What we're seeing is teachers inconsistently knowing how to achieve UE. And so if we think about that in the teacher space, I think it's really unfair to expect that our students and our families know what makes UE and how to achieve it. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that sits under the partnership that we collectively signed, all 12 schools in Waipapa Taumatarau. Some of that speaks to teacher development and really increasing UE knowledge. Some of that looks at reviewing the curriculum to make sure that, for example, if you've got a calculus course at a secondary level, it matches with a tertiary level. So, for example, Dale, we interviewed 40 of our Māori and Pacific students last year, all year 13 students. 40 of them were sitting calculus, and we found out that only 11 of them were registered to sit all three external. So from a curriculum point of view, really, if we're honest about it, that's not a calculus course, nor will it support the young person, for example, who's aspiring to be an engineer, to get into a university to study engineering. So these are some of the things we'll be working with our partner schools around. And in addition to educators and teachers, we're also looking at how do we support the learner directly with quality, culturally relevant, mana-enhancing tutoring. And I'm happy to share a little bit more about what that has looked like and our insights in that space. And then thirdly, and most importantly, the schools have made a commitment to facilitate better engagement directly with whānau. So sharing really explicitly with our whānau and really honestly what preparedness under the current education system needs to look like to make sure our young people not only get into university, but thrive and come out of university, more importantly, with the qualification that they were aspiring to when they entered.
Tēnā koe. I'm curious about the 12 schools, how they were identified. Are they kura kaupapa? Give us some feedback here.
Yeah, so we looked at the data, really. We've chosen six South Auckland schools, largely with a significant Māori and Pacific population, of course. And then, of course, we know Māori and Pacific are everywhere, particularly in the Māori space. Our students are far more distributed than our Pacific students. So we've also partnered with two of the largest West Auckland schools. So that's Avondale College and Massey High School out west. And then we've also looked centrally. Where are schools that have mass amounts of out-of-zone students, Māori and Pacific students, who are travelling in, and where is the biggest disparity when it comes to achievement between non-Māori and Pacific and Māori and Pacific? We have also looked at overall UE rates, if I'm to be honest. So what that has signalled to us is something's happening in that school at some level to support non-Māori and Pacific to achieve a relatively high rate. How do we unpack that and understand what's happening in the Māori and Pacific service space?
Tēnā koe. Obviously, a hot topic too has been IMPASS, which streamlined Māori and Pacific access to med school. Mm-hmm. And I'm just wondering if this is going to be seen as preferential treatment for Māori and Pacific students, and how you may comment if that sort of critique is levelled at the program.
Yeah, so really what we're seeing is the insights we learn over the next 6 years in terms of how to increase UE rates for our Māori and Pacific cohorts can and should be applied, and I would be very surprised. So as we've partnered with all of these schools, what will be happening with these insights is that they'll be applied to all learners. So this is really our chance to look at what we're seeing across the sector, address where we can see the biggest gaps and the most concern. And I should add, for our Pacific cohort, for example, 77% of secondary learners who get UE will end up entering university in the first 2 years after they finish year 13. Our Māori students, although I haven't looked at the data, I would assume a similar relationship between achieving UE. And then if we think about that, that has implications in terms of our labour market, our society more broadly. So what's good, and we say it all the time there, what's good for Māori and Pacific is good for everyone, and the insights will be directly relevant to our school sector more broadly.
Great talking with you, Lily Tina. Thank you. You speak well of this kaupapa and look forward to tracking it as it unfolds. But that agreement was penned between the university and those 12 kura midweek. Lily Tina Vaka joining us, the Kaihautū Schools and Community Engagement at Auckland Uni. Lily Tina, mauri ora kia koe te tuhine, ngā mihi.
Tēnā koe, rangatira.
Thanks, Lily Tina. Andrew with Urban Māori Radio, Wātea 603 on the